Welcome to Elementary, Mondays at 6. And so today, my guest today, you've seen him before, and I'm just so happy to be having this guest on the show again. Why do I feel like I can't speak today? Anyhow, my guest is going to ask me to join any minute, and great Monday, wherever you are. And I hope you enjoyed the day. Ah, there you Hello. Are. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Thank you again for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
So
happy to be on.
Yeah. Well, we'll get started. Introduce yourself and your Instagram handle.
Yes. So my name is Alberto Cruz. I'm the owner of GoPro Home Inspections here in Central Florida. We're a home inspection company that we were established in 2010. So this year will be 2014. So this year will be our 10-year anniversary.
Wow.
Since we started. And home inspection company, yep.
So tell us a little bit about how your business and how it runs. I know you mentioned you were in Central Florida, which is so awesome. We're so jealous of you most of the year, but tell us how your business operates. Tell us a little bit about your business.
Yes, of course. So pretty much whenever clients put in that contract and their contract is accepted, they go into an inspection period that's seven to 10 days, depending on how aggressive they want to be with the deal. But we come in and we do a full evaluation of a home from AC, electric, plumbing, roof, interior, exterior, the attic, structural, if there's a swimming pool, anything that's additional in the house. Sometimes they have those car garages, things like that. But we look for anything that is in not like new condition or it's not working as it should. So that way we put on a report, so that way that client has a good idea of what they're purchasing. And if there's any room for negotiations as far as repairs or cost, that inspection report is the ammunition, you could say, that you have to be able to make that happen.
Yeah. So does all of your homes have to go through an inspection? Is that how it works? Like all of the homes go through inspection or you can choose?
I don't know if it's a state by state thing, but I know in Florida, it is the decision of the buyer. It's not required, but definitely recommended. Definitely recommended.
Yes, of course. You know, definitely recommended. I'll say for sure. So you know, with an inspection, you know, can you just explain to our audience why it's essential for home buyers to have the inspection? Thank you.
Of course.
Purchasing
a home, if you do not have a home inspection done, you're really purchasing that house blindly, not knowing at least with certainty what the age of the roof is, what kind of material the piping or the plumbing is, your electrical, you know, are the outlets working, are the lights working, are the breakers correct size for the appliances that they have installed in the home. So there's a lot of particular things that we're looking for. Also within the attic, you know, did they add insulation or is it the insulation original from 1950s? Mm-hmm. So there's many things. So depending on the home, I say homes are like fingerprints. Each one is really unique. You can have two homes built at the same time and 5 to 10 years down the road, you'll have completely different homes depending who's living inside of them.
True. I mean, that's a good one. I haven't heard someone compare it to a fingerprint before, but that is a good one, though, because it is true, depending on how much someone takes care of a home and upkeeps the maintenance, it makes a big difference, right? Even if they were built in the same year.
Yeah. Even if it's a new build. Mm-hmm. I can have a new construction, one home built by this builder, and then 2-3 blocks down, a house built by a different builder, and they'll have totally different inspection reports.
Yeah. And I don't know if you're having the same issue here, but, you know, in the past out here where we are, with the greater Toronto area and surroundings, you know, In previous years gone by, we would never actually have a builder, have a home that is delivered by a builder back in the day, I would say, have to go through home inspection. But these days I find it more common, and it's almost like, a must have. Like, I feel like people are not as, I don't know if you're experiencing the same thing,
Yep, I mean that old
out where you
saying
are.
that they don't build them like they used to. I would definitely agree with that statement. Just from the materials themselves to the workmanship and going into these homes, comparing back then to now, definitely a difference. Especially in today where everything's kind of done quickly and people are really thinking about their ROIs and return on investments and things like that. And then you have the project managers themselves that they're the boom, one guy is supervising 10 to 15 homes, to where some things can slip through the cracks in the sense that if you don't have a third party inspector go out there and just check and make sure everything's done right, things could get missed.
Sure. So
Yes,
can
ma'am.
you give me some examples, or some maybe just share with us some hidden issues that you've seen, potential hazard that you've uncovered, like maybe during a home inspection that people should be aware of?
Of course. On new construction, I could definitely just some previous houses, for example, insulation is a big one. So if no one goes into the attics at the end of the project to just make sure that they didn't skip the insulation part, you could live in a house, a year or two, wonder why it's super cold in the winter and super hot in the summer. And then you contact an inspector to just do an insurance report. And we go up into the attic and we're like, hey, you didn't have any insulation up here. And that's something that's actually kind of common. Active leaks is definitely something common. I did a house not too long ago that was in the millions. And I was running the shower upstairs and I was hearing someone screaming at me from outside, shut off the water, shut off the water. And there was like a big water flow going down the garage from the interior wall,
Wow.
because they didn't put
Wow.
a cap or they didn't hook up the waste lines together. So things like that, things could get missed. And better things happen to me out there as a professional, and then have the report backing what's happening compared to you moving into a house and then
Yeah.
saying, hey, I'm having these issues. I know the house is under warranty, but trust me, at that moment in time, you want things to get handled right now. And sometimes, people are backed up, so you don't have that repair done, within a few days. We could avoid
Yeah.
all of that with the home inspection, though.
Yeah, no, for sure, for sure. Like, I mean, some of these are big ticket items. Like, water is like, you don't mess with water, right? Like, some of these are really big ticket items. So, what are some of the typical, like, your typical inspection? Like, what do you cover? Do you cover like pools and, give me a whole array of things that you cover during your home inspection.
Yeah, so arriving to the home, the first thing we're looking at is grade and elevation. We're making sure that the house was built up, or if it was built on a decline, that there's just consecutive slope that gives water away from the house and not into the house. So we look at a house kind of further back before even getting to the house itself, as far as the land around it. Then what is your house built out of? Is it built out of wood? Is it built out of concrete block? Is it reinforced concrete? So then we go into the roof. What's the shape of the roof? Because there's shapes that give you insurance credits, which is like a flat roof or a hip roof in Florida. For your insurance, it gives you an extra credit for your wind mitigation. I don't think that's a thing in Canada. You guys don't have hurricanes, but here in Florida, we have a lot of
Well, we do actually. We started to
them.
get not as crazy as you guys, but we started to have these little, areas that get hit every so often, and it's not even as bad as, some of the warnings you get. But honestly, I think our homes need to have the same protection. You're right. Like,
I like
absolutely.
it. Yep. And then from the roof, depending on what the roof is made out of, is it tile, is it metal, shingle, wood shakes, what be, make sure that that's all installed correctly. And what's how much life does that have? Then we go into the electrical part on the outside, the AC, how big is the AC compared to the size of the home is also something very important. A lot of people have the misconception, I don't know if it's a misconception, but bigger is better. When it comes to air conditioning, it's not. So if you have a house rated for, let's say, 3 tons and they put a 4 ton in there, the AC will shut off too soon and then you won't get the humidity out of the home. And that's why we recommend that the size be correct for that. And if you undersize it, obviously, then you'll waste more electric trying to cool off your house. So you make sure as far as the AC that is correct for the size of the home. Then we go into the electric panel itself, you know, where the meter's connected, and make sure that that's all connected correctly, that there's no holes in it to where snakes, frogs, lizards, wasps can get into your electric panel. Something very common that we find. And then the windows and the doors, make sure all your windows, none of them are broken or damaged. Make sure the doors open and close correctly. You know, it's very common as to if your house is an older house, that the windows might have any damages or not be operable. And then we'll go from there into the garage. We'll check the garage door, check the garage door sensors, the garage floor, the walls, the ceilings. Inside of the garage, typically we find the air handler, the water heater, the electric panel. So we'll inspect those appliances and then go into the attic. Inside of the attic, we're looking at the insulation. We're making sure that there's no animals living up there. We're looking for exposed electrical wiring. There's any evidence of moisture, any roof damages, things like that. We're definitely looking for those kind of things. Then your air ducts. And are there any air ducts that are disconnected? Do they need to be serviced? Are they like the old metal air ducts that are, you know, discontinued for the most part? So that's everything that you see inside of an attic. And then from the attic, then we'll go pretty much go take a break, drink some water, and then we'll go into the house. And on the interior of the house, we look for anything, like I said, not in new condition. So damaged flooring, damaged walls, ceilings. We look for evidence of moisture. All my guys have thermal cameras to make sure that we even the things that we don't see, we make sure that, you know, pretty much nothing escapes us. In the kitchen, we'll go into the appliances, the cabinetry, the drawers. You know, very common to see, you know, previous leaks that even though if it's not leaking right now, but all that damage that was caused previous, you know, that they take care of that. And then we go into the bedrooms, making sure the little things like the ceiling fan works with the light switch that you don't have to pull on the cord every time you come in and out of the room. So even the little small things we'll look at. and then finishing off with the air differential, just making sure that the AC is cooling correctly. We'll check all the air ducts and all the vents, make sure that air is coming out as it should. And then we pretty much clean up and head out. And then they receive the report within 24 hours, if not the same day.
Wow. How many people in your team right now?
Right now, we're a group of six.
Nice.
Six
nice.
inspectors.
And so what can a homeowner do to prepare like for a home inspection? Like what should they do?
So we would love for sellers, for example, if they're having an inspection the next day, make sure that we can access the attic, make sure we can access water heater, electric panel, and their AC. Underneath the sinks, the cleaner the better, that we get a good visual underneath. If they have pets, just have the pets inside of a crate. If not, just go for a walk or whatnot while we're doing our thing. And it's not so much that we're not pet friendly, just that we don't want them to escape or run out and then we have to go chasing them. That's
Yeah,
not
nothing
fun.
worse than that. No, for sure. And then do your buyers come to the home inspection with you?
Yes, and that's one of the most popular arguments, you know, I would say in the industry, you know, should clients be there? Should the realtor be there? And for my standards as GoPro Home Inspections, we recommend that realtor and the buyer be there. We
Yeah,
love the
so
clear
I think.
communication. If there's anything that I can explain better to you or to them, you know, that's the moment to do so. We just notice there's a lot less questions and a lot less headaches when the clients and the realtors are present, compared to asking questions as to going over the report and going about it that way.
Yeah, I agree with that. So what are some red flags that that buyers should be aware of when it comes to, when they're looking at a potential home for purchase, right? Once they do the inspection, What are some potential red flags?
My biggest red flag, and it's something really you can't control unless, you know, you've been in the house for a long time. But trees, people don't know how big of a of an issue overgrown trees and overgrown tree roots are around the home. You know, we recommend that trees with roots be at the very least 10 feet away from the house. But whenever the tree is right here and the house is right on the house, that's what we see a lot of settling and foundation issues. And once you say foundation or recommend a structural engineer, you know, those prices are in the tens of thousands, you know. So between taking the tree out, taking the tree roots out, having a foundation strengthened could cost a good amount. So in the past, my biggest issues with houses and has been that, you know, that's something that you can't control other than the person who planted the tree or built the house too close to the tree. It's yeah. just, you know, one of those things.
Yeah. They weren't thinking that far ahead, I guess.
Exactly.
So what are some common misconceptions or myths about home inspections that you encounter, like from buyers or sellers? What do you...
I would say the biggest, I want to say misconception, but I'll say the biggest issues that I have between inspectors and realtors is that we're not appraisers. And nor do we give the decision to your client rather to buy or not buy a house. You know, that's one thing that I teach my inspectors as well, is if we ever get that question, would you buy the house? That would give them an honest answer and not one that's, you know, opinionated at all. So which the answer is we cannot tell you rather if you should buy or buy this house. So it's a no answer answer. So, and we'll revert it back to the condition of the home. So for example, the home I did today, the client asked me, would you buy this house? I said, I love this home. The structure is super solid. The roof was changed in 2021. AC is from 2016. The electric is original from 1958. And you have aluminum wiring, so we're going to recommend, you know, that the aluminum wiring be modified, if not replaced. And then the plumbing is copper. Copper in Florida lasts about 50 years, so it's already past the 50 years. So really with a repipe and having an electrical contractor come out here and give you an estimate to what it will cost to modify, if not replace, the electrical wiring, I give the house a 10 out of 10. Now, as far as what the house is worth and where you're purchasing the house, only your realtor can tell you if the juice is worth the squeeze, you know. And that's how I revert that back to you guys, and we continue to stay friends forever, I promise.
Okay. Those of you watching, I'm interviewing GoPro Home Inspections, and they're from Florida. And so, you know, his last comment, you can see where it comes from. It's just very it's perfect for his area, I would say. So if you have any questions, drop it in the icon below. Don't forget, we're happy to take your questions, if you have some. Now, when it comes to education, like what would you say, you know, how would you educate maybe the buyer, the seller?
Definitely a GoPro standard is that at the end of every inspection, we give them a walkthrough. So we'll start at the outside of the house and give them a full just like we're talking between friends and family. All right. So your house is built up. It's built made out of this. Your roof is this. It's going to last you this long. We'll show them where their main water shutoff is, where your main disconnect is for the electric. Talk about their AC, how big it is, what's the size of their home, if it is efficient. So almost like when you're buying a new home and you walk the property with the property manager. We do that for every client that purchases a house for us, with us. And we'll educate them as to how to maintain the water heater, as far as putting the water hose to the spigot and rinsing it out twice a year, where to put the white vinegar or the bleach on the condensation drain on the AC to make sure that it stays maintained, where their air filters are, how to clean out the jet spas if they have them, how to maintain dishwashers, the washing machine. So we'll kind of go in depth on each thing because not everybody knows these things. And I've purchased a few homes, and I've even in the beginning, I wish someone would have told me those things, you know, how to maintain the house.
Yeah, no, for sure. You mentioned earlier about about really, you're there to do the inspection, you give them the bones of it. And a lot of times I tell people a home inspection is not to scare you away. It's really to kind of draw your attention to the things that, need repair and need fixing so that you're prepared. Either you're going to find a way. Right now, our market is so red hot that I mean, kind of red hot. It's kind of weird. But right now, for the last little while, it's almost impossible to get someone to give you something towards. It's almost like you have to be prepared in advance of writing an offer. And because sometimes we get into these multiple offer situations, it becomes so much harder, right? People just want this. They don't even want to give you a chance to do home inspection, right? So it's a tough market. And but what I say to people is, if you are if you are buying a home, just make sure you've set aside that money so that wherever you get the money from, you set it aside so you know for sure. It's not to scare you away from buying the home. It's to say, can I manage this? And am I going to like get queasy in my stomach just dealing with, a roof that's ready to get changed? Like people have to have the appetite for doing that kind of work too, right?
Definitely.
Someone just asked a question. That's why I was a little distracted. Big question. Vinegar in the AC drainage, is that mixed? I don't know what that means, but
Yes.
would
Yep.
you
You would want to do,
know?
yeah. You want to do a quarter of it, white vinegar, and the rest, water. And warm water or hot water works better. And it's just a cup.
Perfect. I guess you heard the man. What tips would you give someone like towards maintenance of a home? Like someone just buying a home, a new first-time buyer, or maybe they've had a home before, they're not very handy. What kind of maintenance tips would you give them?
Yeah, so I would definitely starting with the outside of the house, I would get a caulking gun, rather if it's clear or white, depending on your exterior of your house, what color it is. But yeah, silicone caulking, go around the windows. If you have a wood framed house, or wood siding, just make sure you caulk and seal anywhere where wood meets wood or wood meets concrete or metal. Just make sure there's no seams or gaps where water can get in. Then as far as your AC compressor on the outside of the house, make sure you do a service job on that. There is a chemical that's a coil cleaner that's to clean the coils of your AC. You spray it on and you rinse it off, and it pretty much melts away all that dirt and grime around your AC coils, and that has to be done yearly as well. On the outside, the trees that are overhanging, definitely cut and trim the trees. Check out your gutters, clean out your gutters. A lot of roof damages really come just from lack of maintenance and cleaning out the gutters and sealing around everywhere where there's a hole. Where something comes out of your roof, go around it, seal it with some roof cement. Around your skylights, chimneys, things like that. I mean, a house, especially in Florida, we say we live underwater. Most days it's 80% humidity, if not 100%, if it's raining. So everything has to be super sealed. Your water heater, rinse it twice a year. AC. Change the filter out, clean the con put that vinegar down the condensation drain every month. And that's about it. Always take a quick peek underneath your sinks. I'll tell you, people are always so surprised when we tell them, you have a leak under the sink, and it looks like it's been leaking for months and months. So every now and then, just open up your cabinets underneath from the water and just take a look. Count three happy birthdays and nothing's dripping, you're good.
Yeah, that's under the sink, it's an easy fix. I actually had a client who had their condo rented, and it was funny because it came as a little bit because not everybody goes in and checks, and the person living below had called because they were seeing a little bit of a stain in on their ceiling, and it was caught. It could have been worse. I mean, the renter could have caught it, but they didn't. And that's why, like, it's so important for people to, inspect their places when they're renting it, the whole nine yards, right? Because, I mean, it could have been a lot worse than it was. And we ended up fixing it. But it was, a little alarming. Before we wrap up, is this something that you want to add that maybe I missed asking you? I asked you
I
a
think we
lot of questions.
got a good amount of questions. If we could, other than the services themselves, I could just talk a little bit about that. Going with the most basic is the general home inspection, where we go over all the principles of a home, letting you know any issues or concerns that we find and put it in our report while you're purchasing the home. Then there's the wind mitigation and 4-point inspection, that is for your insurance company. And the wind mitigation is storm and hurricane specific. So we're checking to see if they updated the windows, the doors, what shape the roof is, what kind of nails they nailed the roof down with, how is that roof held down to the wall. So that's very specific to the way the house was built. And then the 4-point inspection is telling the insurance company all the updates that were done to your house since it was built. So that's the roof, electric, AC, and plumbing. Okay, then you have the we do a certification for mobile home tie downs. So if you're buying a manufactured home, we'll do an inspection to make sure that the manufactured home is tied down correctly. And you need that inspection if you're purchasing a mobile home in Florida with FHA or VA loan. We'll do water tests inspections. So we test your water if it's on a pump and well system. And that is also specific to VA loans and FHA if the house is on a pump and well system. And then we have the WDO termite inspection. And that's also specific to VA loans. So if you're doing a veteran loan with the VA, you need a termite inspection. We also do that. And lastly is the and new construction. So and new construction has three phases. So it's before they pour the concrete, we inspect and make sure all the forms are correct, all the rebar is where it needs to be. And then we do an inspection before they put the drywall. So before they put the drywall up, which I can make sure all the floors are solid, the walls are leveled, they didn't miss any outlets, any air vents, any returns. We check and make sure the windows are nice and straight, that nothing's anything at all is damaged or not as it should be before they put all the drywall up. And then we do the final inspection at the end where we're testing everything and everything has to be perfect. We're looking for even imperfections in the paint, imperfections in the grout. We really want you to get the best product whenever you get your new home. And that's all of the inspections needed.
That is crazy. Our rules need to change, really. Like, our rules need to change. I wish we could even convince our builders to come in. I mean, I've never asked, but I don't think, I've never had, like, it was just the PDI is when they come in and inspect, right? And like I said, it's something that we've started to do out here very not very long ago, just because I think people were noticing so many issues with new homes. But we don't get to go in at different stages and inspect what they've done, right? Which is pretty cool. Yeah, that's a lot. The next time I'm going to be the next time I'm in Florida, I'm near you, I'm going to call you and say, what home are you inspecting today? I want to walk in with you. I want to learn about these homes because this is a lot of information. And I want to thank you. Really, I want to thank you for coming on the second time, helping us understand and giving us some great insights. So thank you so much. Where can people reach you? Give them your Instagram handle as well. I think I missed it in the start.
Yep. It's Instagram and it's GoPro underscore home inspections. And our phone number is 407-300-5330. And you can schedule online at www.goproinspect.com. You can find us on
Perfect. You and
Instagram, Facebook.
all the same handle? All the
Yep, all the
same.
same.
Yeah, all the same handle. All right. So you know where to reach him? You're in Central Florida. You need a home inspection. You need to call them. They're amazing.
Thank you.
And yeah, and I'm always interested. If I ever buy a home in Central Florida, I'll be calling you.
And I got you.
Perfect. Thank you. So I want to thank you for your time, but for all of you who watch on Monday evenings at your dinner hour, I am totally grateful for your time and thank you for joining us. If you have a question or a topic you'd like me to unpack further, DM me, shoot me a message, drop them in the comments, let me know what's of interest to you. But I do want to thank you for spending your dinner hour with us. And for those of you who don't know me, my name is Jacqueline Watson. I'm a realtor with Sutton Group Tower in Toronto, and I try to get on Mondays, every Monday live, and do a little show for you guys. So thank you so much, and until next time, we'll see
Thank
you
you.
soon.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye.
Bye.